Welcome to Aspire. This Aspire podcast is being aired for September 3rd, 2022. The year's going quickly. This has been the fastest year I've ever known. I've been more busy than ever before, but boy, has it been flying by. Anyway, I'm very grateful for the days I've had and the days that remain that I might be able to help you. We're going to talk about, and it's funny I should bring that up. Here's your unconscious mind, Greg, working overtime. I want to talk about the past a little bit and what the past means. I get emails about guilt and shame over the past. People write me and tell me terrible things that they think they've done over the years of their life and how this has affected them. So what I would like to do is talk a little bit about our past and what it's all about. If we have lived a life that is, shall we say, relevant to the authentic heart, then our past, no matter what mistakes we've made or whatever, can be deeply appreciated and used for great awakenings. But if we have used our past in an ugly way, if we have not been in an authentic spiritual practice where we've only lived our life according to the human heart, then our past is another issue. It's another problem. And so with all that being said, I want to share with you a little bit about the past and what people have talked about with their past and the questions they have. It may be the same questions you have about your past. It's a difficult thing to talk about with most people because actually, in reality, we can't change our past, but we can change the way we look at our past, and we can change the way we relate to that past or how we have lived in it, maybe even currently without us ever knowing it. Most of our life is spent living in the ashram, shall we say, of our unconscious mind, where everything that we ever did in our life comes back and plagues us to such a point that we really can't appreciate what is going on currently in our life, what people would call the present moment of their life. So I want to be able to share with you some of the things that might help you. The first question comes from Desmond. He does not tell me where he lives. What does our past actually mean, he asks. And then he says, how should we look at it, Desmond? And he goes into some things in his past that he is both proud of and didn't think he got rewarded for, and the things that he did do that he wasn't so happy with and he got punished for. So those are the things I think that were mainly on his mind. Everything follows us until we understand what it's all about, what our life is all about, what the meaning and the significance of our life is all about. People don't have any relative insight, basically, on their lives. They don't have that. They don't look at their life. They don't think of their life as being their past and what occurred in their past as being meaningful. Why? Well, they have no gravitas, no real meaning, no serious meaning about what their life is and what it's all about. They would create for themselves some kind of philosophy about their life, adopt it, make it the final conclusion of their living, and call it macaroni, and it's done. That's the way they look at it. But that's not the way it works. So Desmond, the things you think you're proud of, the things you think you're ashamed of about your past, they don't really matter, either one of them, because you're assessing them on the human heart. And that is a very, very bad place to go to assess anything, and it's temporary anyway. So how should we look at our past? If I were you, Desmond, and I don't know you, I don't know your mental acuity, I don't know your level of intelligence, I don't really know you, I don't even know your age. Age has something to do with it as well. So the reason I say that is because the level of your testosterone and all of the chemicals in your body that bring you to conclusions and thinking that you know the facts of your life, which we don't. We really don't understand very much about our lives at all because we run it through our genetic pattern and our DNA. And because I don't know all of those things about you, I really can only speak in generality. So I hope you'll understand that. Everybody wants some kind of answer that would apply to them, but everybody's different in so many ways in the level of their chemistry, their health, their psychology, their belief system, all of that. It's all out there. So here's how it could help you. First of all, the things that you're ashamed of, the things you're proud of, those are just merely assumptions and conclusions that you've come to about what you think is right. Now, everybody has an opinion about what is right, and we put the gun to our heads, our own gun to our heads, whenever we are trying to make some sort of decision about how good a person we are or how bad a person we are. And to do the good, bad thing is not only futile, but totally self-defeating. The way to look at it is, how did I act? From what premise inside me did I do the things that I did that were both the quote-unquote good things and bad things? And I think you will see you did both out of the emperor of all malice, the human heart. I think most people have reacted violently to their human heart, from their human heart. Their desire, their ambition, their pride, their vanity all gets involved. So when I do that, then my good isn't so good because it has a label on it. I'm doing this because I want to be good. I'm doing this because it's an advantage to me. I'm doing this because I think you deserve this or I deserve this. And we have all these assumptions and presumptions that we live our life from, that it makes anything we do rather ugly. Then there's the shameful part, the part of us that is ashamed of what we did, and we did it out of, once again, the emperor of all malice, the human heart. We did our whole life out of our human heart. And so those things we did out of the human heart were the other side of the coin of our good. We did it out of vengeance, and again, pride, and again, vanity. And again, forgive me, stupidity. So all of this is going on and on and on inside of me and you as well. And so we make these harebrained, stupid decisions to do things that are against the better goodness of our nature, our true nature, our authentic nature, the real heart, the authentic heart. But it is so much more gratifying to do the crap we do out of the human heart that we just stay there and we just don't get it. We just, it's so gratifying to put a stake through the heart of a bad guy or to somehow wheedle some goodness, doing things that seem good, to benefit our image of ourselves with other people. It's just so gratifying. And it seems instantaneously that this vengeance and pride thing that we have works so well in our life and makes us feel that we are accomplished or that we are better than or that we did the right thing, those kind of things. And we just make alibis and stories up and everything. So nothing I do out of Greg is worthy of the light. And it won't be about the light if I do anything, even this podcast, even in answering your question, if I do it out of Greg, what have I achieved? What have I done for you? I've only done things for you that were pleasant to your ears or self-righteous to your ears or made sense to your ears. And then why would I do that? Well, in the hopes of gaining your favor, you know, that kind of thing. And that makes it even more ugly. So it is best, in my opinion, Desmond, and this is kind of something I live by, I'd like you to either really appreciate what I do from the things I say to you that might tarnish your beliefs and your attitudes about right and wrong, good and bad. And I'd also be honored that you hate me for those things at the same time. Because obviously, when you go into the things that you talk about in your email, about the things you wish you hadn't done, the things that you knew were right that you did do, all of these things are just stuff that you have invented. And when we stand back from ourselves, really stand back and look at things for the way they are, as they are, when we see things in the light of the heart, the authentic heart, then we see things in truth. We see the true, as Buddha said, and the false as false, as the Buddha said. And if you understand that at all, then you take the personality out of the whole scheme of trying to come up with an alibi or logify or theorize or cleanse your mind a little bit, however you want to call it, whatever you want to do. If you start to stand back in third person and see the bigger picture of what you and I do, our past and what it was all about and what we were trying to accomplish in our past, you will see that, oh gosh, it was ugly. It was just ugly. And it had nothing to do with anything noble or virtuous. Nothing. And when you can understand that, when you can actually see that, Desmond, for the reality of what it is, really see it, you will do two things. You will be humbled and you will want mercy. That's why Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." You will have a sense of wanting to be merciful so you can have mercy in your life. And you will instantly, without any words being said, without any gobbledygook of formality, you will forgive. And it will be a natural thing within you, not something you do because someone told you to do it, or someone said this is what being spiritual is all about. It isn't about any of that. It is about, have you had enough? And usually, typically, what happens with a lot of us is that we find negative, what we call negative reactions coming to us in this lifetime. Things that most people would call bad luck or whatever, I don't know. Everybody has a term for it. These things occurring, and we never associate them with the things we've done in the past, that they correlate with each other, that I am here to forgive and be forgiven. It's very difficult for people to understand this. The tide turns. So Trump is standing there, condemning people for taking the Fifth Amendment. As he said, if you're not guilty, why take the Fifth? And now he wants the Fifth. So you see how things turned around in his own life. We become the people that we just don't really want to be when we hold on to the past and think that resentment and pride and vanity means so much to us. I'm out of here. Desmond, I hope that helped you. I really do. And if you need more, you know you can call me. I gave you the number, and I'd be happy to maybe help a little bit more. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.